Being a guest on The Midweek Drive is more than a privilege, an honour, or a life-changing experience. Somehow it's a combination of all three, and an affirmation of one's commitment to excellence in broadcasting. And that goes double for you, dear listener. The Midweek Drive, each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's gift to the world.
How bizarre. All sorts of wonderful, strange, mellifluous things actually happening. We say a very good day to Sarah Bullimore. How are you, Sarah?
Hello, Alex. I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. That's great. And we will say Emma Louise Kinnaird. How are you, Emma?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. That's what we like to hear, good positive stuff. And online, keeping the whole magical thing going even further with all sorts of fantastic, amazing setups and such like material, we actually welcome from Wet Nose Day, no less, of course, Andrea Gamby-Bulger, Wet Nose Animal Aid. Are you there, Andrea?
Hello, yes, I am. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, for those people who haven't actually caught up with this whole thing, obviously we've had Red Nose Day, we've had a variety of other fine things coming through.
Yeah.
What is it, specifically, about Wet Nose Animal Aid that we should be aware of? What's it all about?
Well, basically, red nose, as you know, is for humans. Well, wet nose is the same and very similar type of event, but it's for animals. It's sick animals in rescue centres, and it's raising funds to try and help the people that run these rescue centres, because, as you know, with the financial climate as it is at the moment, many of these centres have seen a 50% drop in donations. And the rise, obviously, in animals coming into the centres, which is stretching them beyond limits. And they're all struggling so much, especially kittens and horses, especially. And it's a way of trying to raise funds as quickly as possible and get them out to the people that need them.
Which makes perfect sense. Okay, Sarah, straight into interviewing scenarios. Wet Nose Animal Aid. Show any thoughts and questions from yourself?
Do you know, I was kind of reading that before I came in, and I'd not kind of heard about it, and I was thinking, oh, I wonder, you know, is there a specific animal or anything? Whereabouts is it kind of taking place? How many people are involved with it?
It's exactly the same sort of principle as Red Nose. It's all over the country. Anybody can join in, and it's basically having fun. You can have a dog walk, bike ride, horse ride, any event you choose. You can plan your own event and raise money for animals. It's exactly the same thing, but it's animals instead of humans.
It's fantastic.
That's quite astounding. Andrea, how did you get involved with the whole process yourself? What was it particularly that
appealed to you? Oh, crikey, that's a question. 22 years ago, my husband and I used to run our own dog rescue centre. We used to take in about 500 dogs a year. I mean, then we used to take them from police stations, the council, public, all over. This, of course, is in Norfolk. And, you know, after dealing with so many animals for sort of 12 years, we thought, this is crazy. You don't get any help. There's no government help. There's no lottery funding. You know, maybe we should set something up like Wet Nose to try and help animals. So, I mean, it's sort of started 11 years ago, but it's very difficult to try and get information in the media, especially the newspapers.
Clearly, Comic Relief and yep. Red Nose Day has benefited from its celebrity scenarios, and a whole range of other fine folk have been working within that.
Yeah.
Share with us the people who have been backing Wet Nose from the celebrity field, because you've got some interesting characters there.
Oh, yes. Joanna Lumley, Wendy Turner-Webster, Jenny Seagrove, Rupert Penry-Jones, Max Beasley. Oh, I could go on and on. Martin Shaw, Pamson Clemens. Yes, we got loads and loads and loads of supporters, because quite often, obviously, celebrities have got animals as well, and they feel just as strongly about it as, raising money for humans.
So you've clearly got a wealth of folk that are actually sort of addressing this whole setup, etc. The awards itself, when we come into July, Wet Nose Animal Aid Day, how can people like Sarah and Lister and Emma Louise, how can they actually help with this whole thing?
You can go on our website, www.wetnoseanimalaid.com, which gives you details. What we do is we have a pack we can send to you, which has got a fundraising agreement which has to be signed, sponsorship forms, posters. There are black noses, T-shirts, all sorts of things that you can buy from us. Basically, it's planning your own event, whether you're in an office and you're selling cakes or sitting in a bath of beans, having your head shaved. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's just about having fun and raising money for animals.
Sarah, any thoughts from yourself?
That sounds absolutely fantastic, Andrea. It's kind of a lot wider than I expected, actually, when kind of reading that, which is kind of great to know, really. Is it the kind of first time that you've done this, or have you been going for a while?
Oh, no, it's been going for a while. Yeah. A good 6 or 7 years now, which doesn't sound very long.
No.
It does take a while to get these things.
To build them up and get them
going. What we would like is a TV programme.
Yeah, definitely. No, that would be fantastic. Just raise the profile more.
But the way we look at it is £74 million was raised this year for Red Nose Day, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's been going 20 years.
Yeah.
Slowly we are building this up, but we think even if £3 or 4 million could be raised, that would do an awful lot of good to help animals, cats, kittens, horses, ponies, guinea pigs, rabbits. It doesn't matter what the animal is, they all need help.
As one of the directors of the company, Andrea, the other aspect I want to just touch on here is the international area, because I know that you're also keen on sending people out to Japan and areas in the world where they've had trials, clearly Christchurch, New Zealand, Haiti, and so on. Just share with us some of the international things that Wet Nose Animal Aid gets involved with.
We try and raise funds when disasters happen, like Japan. We helped in 2004 with the other tsunami in the Phuket and other places. We raised money for the Humane Society in America. We've also been to the Philippines and Romania. We've helped with Hurricane Katrina. We'll raise funds and help the people that are out there. But what we want to do with Japan is we actually want to go out. We can't at the moment because the Foreign Office is telling people not to go. But we hope to go out there in a couple of weeks. Film events that we see and possibly take a celebrity with us, and to go and visit some of these rescue centres, find out what they need. We believe they're short on supplies at the moment, heartworm tablets and various veterinary supplies, so that's what we're going to try and do at the moment. But there are loads of animals out there that will need help. Dogs are wandering the streets, cows have just been left in their stalls. It's like all these disaster centres. Our way of thinking is that if you help the animals, you're also helping the people, because eventually they are going to need land, they're going to start growing vegetables again, they're going to need oxen, cows, donkeys, goats, all the animals that they've had before, they're going to need again. So by helping the people, you're helping the animals, and vice versa. The two need each other. So hopefully in a couple of weeks' time we'll go out there. But we are doing an appeal at the moment to try and raise money for JAWS, which is the Japanese Animal Welfare Society, and also Animal Refuge in Kansai. So we're also raising as much money as possible to send over to them.
Well, I mean, certainly we're very keen to ensure that follows through. Emma, any thoughts from yourself?
So how much have you raised so far for Wet Nose Day?
Well, it's only been going about a week, and we've raised about £490. We want thousands, not hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to buy you a kind of a few sort of crumbs and things, really. That's not going to help at all, really.
We want thousands. But hopefully, it's all on Facebook and on our website and everything, so hopefully the message will get far and wide pretty quickly.
Excellent. And looking ahead to, obviously, Wet Nose Animal Aid Day in July, have we got a specific date for that?
Yes, it's Friday the 29th and the 30th of July. It's all weekend, so you can have a car boot stall, plant stall, anything that you'd like to do. You can get planning now, get people, get your families rounded up. You can have a barbecue, anything you want to do that's a bit of fun. Sleepovers for the little kiddies. Just raise a few pennies.
It's, and every little helps, as frequently say, not just from the point of view of banking and various other bits and pieces. Also, the campaign to actually get this televised, I think it's you're looking to get that sort
of... Yes, we're having meetings in London. There's going to be lots of sort of talks going on, but that's the idea. That's what we want. We want to try and televise, get it out there as soon as possible, really.
Well, we can only wish you all the very best. That's
Thank
important.
You very much.
And interesting enough, on a slightly odd note, etc., are we seemingly sounding okay? Because I'm just getting all sorts of strange sounding noises coming through the cell system. Oh, Sarah, if you're sort of okay from that point of view, are you okay?
It does. It's a bit strange, yeah.
Well, we're getting very, very, very strange on that sort of side of things. We're clearly going to have to address that and look to it, but it's not quite of our normal mellifluous sense, shall we say. Perhaps we'll ask Joy Knight if she knows what's actually happening. I see she's obviously deigning to turn up, so that 15 minutes late, never mind. Listen, two final questions for your good self. Andrea, first of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today at the Midweek Drive?
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, brilliant.
And can we look forward to hopefully featuring you again in the very near future and keeping people appraised, obviously, of the Wet Nose Animal Aid, of course, the website wetnoseanimalaid.com.
Yes, we'll keep you up to date.
Hooray! Hooray and triple hooray. And Joy Knight, who claims to be an animal lover, of course, a vegetarian, she just sort of strolls into the studio. I don't know that so much as a by your leave. Still, she's in time for the Linkage P Expert and our P-Man Extraordinaire.